next between here and Lufkin. They used to run dairy cattle all the last few years. They've been running dairy cows.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you call that?
Appendicitis.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he
threw up.
What other ways would say?
Vomited.
It sounds better.
I don't know that either one. It's just easier to say threw up than vomited. I don't like the word vomited.
What about a really crude way of saying that? Do you ever hear puke or bark?
Yes. Puke. I've heard barf, but I think that's newer.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just because I don't remember ever having heard it till I heard my children use it. But I have heard puke come on.
That sounds worse than threw up.
No, that's just sort of what babies do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
If a person
but a puling infant is one that pukes all the time.
If the person threw up, you'd say he was sick.
At his stomach.
And you'd say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
And
I haven't had any luck.
If you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go what somebody else.
Ask somebody.
So you'd say, so then I went and
I asked so-and-so.
And he'd say, you're the second person who's
asked me.
Huh?
The second person that's asked me.
And he'd say, those boys get mad and what, each other?
Hit? Fight?
And yesterday,
clobber?
Yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small they have
fought. They fight each other every day.
And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and went into the water.
Dived.
And several children have
dived in.
But he was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
And a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over, she'd turn a
somersault.
And you'd say he dived in and what across?
Swam across.
And several children have
swim across.
And children like to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
panic.
Or
dog paddle?
Or if you jump, it's dangerous because you might
drown.
And you say yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he'd already
drowned.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to her house and all, and say that he was
courting.
Do people use that word courting much nowadays?
It's more serious than just going out with. If the boy's gotten really interested and is chasing the little girl every night, then he's really probably courting.
And he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, little brother would say he had been